In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, gives him just a short command, very easy to remember, but very important. Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. And you might think, well, why did Paul have to tell Timothy to remember Jesus Christ? Well, people can forget. People can go in their life and engage in different kinds of things and get their minds on other things other than the most important person in our life, Jesus Christ. He says, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead of the seed of David, according to my gospel. Friends, do you remember Jesus Christ? Well, the reason I want to talk about this morning is, of course, this is the time of year where many people will remember Jesus Christ at Christmas time. That's coming up next week. And Jesus Christ is on their mind. But he will not be on their mind when Christmas is over with. He will be on their mind around this time of the year, and then the rest of the year, starting at the beginning of the year, we've got our mind on other things. We're not going to think about Jesus Christ. This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I want to talk about the importance of remembering Jesus Christ all year round. And we're going to look at some ways in which we can do that. When Christmas is over, friends, will you be still remembering Jesus Christ and putting him first place in your life? When all of the presents have been opened and when the Christmas tree is thrown out on the trash pile and all the lights are taken down and all the decorations are gone, will you still be remembering Jesus Christ? Or will he be out of your mind until this time next year? Let's always remember Jesus Christ, and not just something that's in our mind, a passing thought, but a practicing Christian each day. I want to talk a little bit about Christmas, and then I want to talk about remembering Jesus Christ. You know, when you look in your New Testament, and you look at New Testament Christians, no Christian or local church in the first century ever celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ with Christmas. You just don't find it. There was no happy birthday Jesus in the New Testament. There was no keep Christ in Christmas. There is no he is the reason for the season. There's none of that in the New Testament. In fact, we're not given a date for the birth of Jesus. It's pure human speculation. The Bible doesn't teach that he was born on December the 25th. In fact, from the 2nd to 4th centuries AD, after the New Testament closed, after the New Testament church was built, different dates for the birth of Jesus were suggested. January 6th, March 25th, April 18th, May 20th, November 17th, on and on and on. All different kinds of dates have been suggested, and no one knows the date in which Jesus was born. In fact, there was no celebration of Christmas until around the 4th century AD. Christmas began to be celebrated in the 4th century from 325 to 354 AD. And I realize that Christmas sounds religious. It sounds like it would come from the Bible. It sounds like something that would be found by New Testament Christians. But search your New Testament. It's just not there. It's accepted as a religious practice, but it's not even found in the New Testament. In 354 A.D., a bishop named Liberius of Rome ordered that December the 25th be used as the date for the birth of Christ and the celebration of Christmas. He chose that date because December the 25th was already the date of a pagan festival called Saturnalia. It was a festival to the Roman sun god Mithras. And some who were religious at that time linked the sun worship festival to Jesus, who describes himself in the book of John as the light of the world. And so they put Jesus, who was the light of the world, and linked it with this pagan sun god worship, and the tradition of Christmas was born. Celebrating Jesus' birthday on December the 25th then spread to Constantinople in AD 379, to Antioch in 386, and to Egypt in 431. According to the Catholic Encyclopedia Online, in writing about Christmas, they say, quote, "Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the Church. Irenaeus and Tertullian omit it from their lists of feasts," end quote. Even the Catholics admit that this was not something that was done in the first century or even in the second century or the third century. It's something that came later. And so we just simply need to ask ourselves, do we want to base our life on human tradition or on the Word of God? In time, human tradition superseded biblical authority, and the celebration of Jesus' birthday was blindly practiced without question by many of its adherents and religious practitioners to this day. And so it started being propagated by people after the New Testament church, when the Catholic Church was formed with its first pope, Boniface III, in 606 AD, they picked up with the practice and popularized it and put it into a regular church tradition. And then in the 15 and 1600s AD, the Protestant churches simply borrowed the celebration from Catholics. And so, around the world, December the 25th is commonly accepted by many to be the birth of Christ that should be celebrated. But no Christian or local church ever in the first century and in the New Testament celebrated the birth of Jesus. Christmas, as the birth of Jesus, is not in Scripture. It's a presumptuous creation of man mixed with Roman paganism. And so, it's a religious celebration without New Testament Bible authority. I'm not opposed to gift giving. I think it's a great time of the year to give gifts. I think it's a great time of the year to have family in and friends in and eat together and enjoy each other's company. But there's simply no Bible authority for the religious observance of the birth of Christ. In fact, what is authorized in the New Testament is to remember not his birth, but his death. There's no memorial in the New Testament for his birth, only a memorial in the Lord's Supper for his death. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 19, Jesus said, in speaking of the Lord's Supper, the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread, to remember the body and blood of Jesus that died on the cross, in Luke 22:19, do this in remembrance of me. That's the only memorial that it was actually authorized by Jesus himself. And on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, and each week has a first day of the week, each week has a Sunday, upon the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7, the disciples gather together to break bread, which is an expression by Luke in the book of Acts to describe the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, the Lord's Supper is what Paul tells the church at Corinth to engage in, and he's repeating the same words of Jesus, and that is the memorial that is to take place on the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received of the Lord, let me stop right there, Paul wasn't present in the upper room when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Paul came later. But he received of the Lord through direct inspiration from Jesus. I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. Notice a second thought there that Paul delivered only what he had received. He didn't add to it or take from it or substitute something else for it. And that's the way we need to do things today. We need to deliver things to people only what has been received in the Word of God, without changing it, adding to it or taking from it or substituting something different. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. I didn't change it. That the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Not his birth, but his death. And that's what is authorized in the New Testament. And that is done each Sunday by New Testament Christians then and even today. And at the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, we're trying to be those New Testament Christians. And so each Sunday, we share in the Lord's Supper. That's 52 times a year. That's every week, all throughout the year, we remember Jesus. This do in remembrance of me. Remembering Jesus, in particular, his death, is done all throughout the year, 52 weeks out of the year. Remembering Jesus. Friend, will you be remembering Jesus when the Christmas season is gone? Many people don't. They're not thinking about him at all. We're supposed to be remembering Jesus 52 weeks out of the year by gathering together as Christians to remember his death on the cross in the Lord's Supper. So, I just wanted to mention just sort of a brief history of Christmas there, just to make the point that it's not a New Testament authorized practice, number one. And number two, the practice that is instituted, the Lord's Supper, to remember Jesus' death, many people ignore that and don't engage in that. So let's simply do what New Testament Christians did. But I want to focus our attention now on the importance of remembering Jesus. Remember Paul's statement to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:8, just a short command, remember Jesus Christ. That's a great verse. 2 Timothy 2:8, remember Jesus Christ. When Christmas is over with, will you still be remembering Jesus Christ? Sometimes people will attend a church service around Christmas, maybe the week before or the week of or maybe the week after, and then they won't go anymore the rest of the year. Some people will go to a church service on Easter and Christmas, or maybe when there's a funeral or a wedding. But other than that, they don't go at all. Where will you be the Sunday after Christmas? And the Sunday after that? And the Sunday after that? And the Sunday after that? Well, I'm not going to be in a church service. I just do that once a year at Christmas. Remembering Jesus Christ is not something that is done once a year. It's done every day that we live. Will you be remembering Jesus Christ when Christmas is over with? So how can I do that? That's what I want to spend our time with the rest of our lesson this morning. And how can I remember Jesus Christ and honor him in my life? I'm going to look at some ways in which we can do that this morning. First of all, I can remember Jesus Christ and his life and death on the cross some 2,000 years ago by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I can become a Christian and live faithfully each day. On the first recorded gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, when Jesus built his church, his apostles were preaching the terms of membership in that church, and Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." One way we can begin by remembering Jesus is to be baptized into his death, Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. Being baptized into Christ, putting him on, Galatians 3:27. We find the same thing later in Acts 10:48 when Peter commanded Cornelius and his household to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where we contact the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. And that's how we begin to remember Jesus. I want to be baptized into him and have forgiveness of sins and be in a right relationship with him. Will you do that today, friends? Can we help you to do that? That's how you remember Jesus. And you remember Jesus by preaching him and teaching his word and sharing his word with others. That's how you remember Jesus. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 12, when Philip was in Samaria preaching and teaching, the text says that he went there and the people believed Philip preaching good tidings concerning, now look at this, the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And they were baptized, both men and women. So now we have the preaching of Jesus Christ. We find the same thing in Acts 28 and verse 31. We remember Jesus by preaching him to others, by telling others his word that is contained in the New Testament. You see, it's more than just a passing thought about his birth on December 25th, which is a made-up date anyway. It's so much more than that. It's about each and every day living right and being right with him. So why not start by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Why not tell others about him? Read your Bible, know your Bible, and share that with others. And when I say the word preach, I don't mean a man dressed up in a suit standing in a pulpit, although it's done there too, but I mean sharing Jesus' words with others. That's how you remember Jesus. And you get up each day and you're willing to live for him and sacrifice for him. And you might have to undergo some persecution for him. Some, we read in the New Testament, suffered for the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 15 and verse 26, there were some men there that are described as men that hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we stand up for truth and when we put our life on the line for Jesus Christ, that's how we remember him each day. Anybody can go to some fun celebration where there's food and drink. Anybody can go to a party where the birth of Jesus is discussed. That's easy. But what about living in the real world daily at work and school and in your neighborhood and in some places around the world where it's very difficult to live as a Christian? We have a lot of freedoms in this country, but Christians don't have that around the world. There are Christians that are persecuted for their faith around the world. They have to hazard their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like these men in Acts 15. Will you do that? Would I do that? That's the true test of remembering Jesus. Well, we put our faith in Jesus. One way to remember Jesus is to put our faith in Him and believe Him and follow His Word and obey Him. When Paul was recounting some of his preaching in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, he was talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, and he was talking about how that he did not shrink from declaring unto you anything that was profitable, Acts 20, verse 20, and teaching you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's another way you can remember Jesus, is put your faith toward Him, directed toward Him, where you not just believe that He existed, but believe who He is, trust Him, have confidence in Him, and follow His Word each and every day, having faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ is how we remember Him. And notice, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just a man. He's the divine Son of God. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. And He's not just Jesus. There were other people in the first century named Jesus. This is Jesus Christ. He's the promised Messiah, the Old Testament promised Messiah. So we're putting our faith not just in some first century historical Jew, but the divine Son of God, who's the Messiah. And He's Lord of my life. Faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be my Lord. That means master, ruler. My faith in Him brings me in subjection to Him each and every day. That's how I remember Jesus. And I get up each and every day and I put Him on. Another way to remember Jesus is to put Him on each day, just like you would put on your clothes. You get up, you get dressed to go to work or to go to school or go out and run errands. You get up each day and you put on Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 13 and verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We don't go outside without remembering to put on our clothes. We don't go outside naked. We always remember to put on our clothes before we go outside. Do we remember to put on Jesus before we go outside? Not literally, of course, but by what He says in verse 14, making no provision for the flesh. We're not going to follow our own desires and what we want. We're going to follow the words of Jesus Christ and be Christ-like. We're going to imitate Jesus. That's how we put Him on. By imitating His words, what would He do? We went through that. What would Jesus do? Or what would Jesus not do? We're going to consider all of that. And that's how we're going to dress spiritually each day. That's how we remember Jesus, by putting Him on. It starts in baptism, and it continues on each and every day by putting Him on in service to Christ. We call upon Him each and every day. Christians in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2 are called upon to call upon the Lord. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, and with all that call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place, their Lord and ours. These people are already Christians. They've already been baptized, but they're still being told to call upon the name of our Lord. That's a daily activity, a daily command. When you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the third time we've read that Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people want Jesus to be their Savior. They're not really excited about Him being their Lord, because that means they actually have to obey Him. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ, and we call upon Him. And when you do that, you are appealing. When you call upon someone, you appeal to them. for salvation, for help, for provision, for sustenance. You need them to help you in some way. You call upon them. You appeal to them. And that's how we remember Jesus Christ every day. We can do that in prayer. He's our intercessor. He's our mediator. We can do that by reading His Word. We can do that by standing up for Him and confessing Him before others. That's how we remember Jesus. And Jesus is in us. When Jesus is in us each and every day, that's how we remember Jesus. The world is not going to be in us. The devil is not going to be in us. Self is not going to be the ruling factor. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, "Try your own selves whether you are in the faith. Prove your own selves, or know you not as to your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you." Paul's reminding them, don't you know that Jesus Christ is in you? That's how we remember Him every day. He's in us. We're going to do His Word, and we're going to be following His example. As Paul would write in the book of Philippians, "I magnify Christ in my body." Paul was like a magnifying glass, blowing up, enlarging the image of Christ to others around him. He writes in that same book that all Christians are to have the mind of Christ, the attitude. And when Jesus is in you, 2 Corinthians 13:5, then you're really remembering Jesus. We are to give thanks through Jesus, Ephesians 5:20. That's how we remember Him. Being thankful through Him and in Him. Being a thankful person. Peter writes in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18 that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're to grow in His knowledge. We remember Jesus all throughout the year by reading His Word. When's the last time you read your New Testament, friends? When's the last time you picked up a Bible and read your Bible? They're everywhere. And yet, Bibles are everywhere, and yet they're one of the most neglected books by many people. One way we remember Jesus is to grow in His knowledge by reading more. We don't have to be a Bible scholar. We don't have to go to seminary. We just have to read our Bible, and we can know the words of Jesus. And we are to remember those words, Jude 17. Remember the words of the apostles of Jesus Christ. That's how we remember Him. Friends, remember Jesus, 2 Timothy 2:8, not just once a year or just right around December 25th, but all year long. And if we can help you to do that, come be with us at the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, meeting at 290 Warfield Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. Let's remember Jesus all throughout the year, every day, every week. That's what He really wants for us. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we hope that you'll have a good day.